the miserable economy has made work easier for at least one group, Army recruiters. The Army has exceeded its recruiting goals since last fall, after some very tough years. But the regular Army's success comes at the expense of the Army National Guard. The Guard is struggling to make its numbers. As NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman explains, one reason is that recruits are looking for full-time work, something the Guard doesn't offer.
The Illinois National Guard Armory towers over the other buildings in this working-class neighborhood of Chicago. Inside, Specialist Jason Randall works the phones.
Hello, Henry. How are you today? My name is Specialist Randall from the Illinois Army National Guard. The reason why I'm calling is because I see that you visited 1-800-GO-GUARD.
Hello, good morning. This message is for Thomas.
Thomas, my name is Specialist Randall from the Illinois Army National Guard.
Hello, how are you
this morning? My name is Specialist Randall from the Illinois Army National Guard. This message is for Sylvia.
These days, though, it's harder to get Thomas or Silvio or anyone to sign up. That's because potential recruits are enlisting in the regular Army rather than the Guard. Captain Paul Metzdorf is a top recruiting officer for the National Guard in Illinois.
Our mission goal, 196 for the state. We fell short. I think our final number was around 112.
It's the same story all across the country. Guard officials in Washington say their overall recruiting numbers for the month of January could miss their target by as much as 20%. That kind of drop-off hasn't been seen since 2005, when recruits stayed away because of Iraq. The reason this time is that many who lost their jobs are looking for a steady paycheck.
Most people are looking for active full-time work instead of part-time work.
Active full-time work, that's what's offered in the active duty Army. Specialist Randall can only offer part-time work with the Guard. Guard units still deploy to Iraq and Afghanistan, but for the most part, Guard soldiers just get paid for one weekend a month in 2 weeks each summer. That's perfect for a student who can also pick up some education benefits.
Hey, he up and about? Tell him about to call him about 10 minutes.
On the other side of the cinder block office, crammed with metal desks, posters, and stacks of brochures, is Sergeant First Class Reginald Spearman. He's been a recruiter for 6 years, and now he's seeing a different kind of recruit, those who once had a choice of careers.
You know, you have people with college degrees, bachelor's and master's that can't find a job. I just enlisted a guy 2 months ago that had a master's in English and couldn't find a job. You know, so he figured that his last result was to go active. So
Spearman says he was able to sign up that recruit because of a special program called Active First. That means a recruit goes into the active duty Army first for 3 years, then spends the remaining 5 years in the National Guard. Because the National Guard is trying to come up with a higher quality recruit, it's had a hard time meeting its targets. For example, the Guard stopped taking those with low scores on the military's aptitude test. The regular Army, on the other hand, is looking for quantity, so its quality numbers are suffering. The Army's bringing in more recruits than the Guard with waivers for criminal misconduct and medical problems. But the Army has been able to exceed its recruiting goals for the past 4 months. The Army's once again expected to have brought in more recruits in January than it was aiming for. Top Guard officials say they're not worried yet about their recruiting troubles, but they do see another concern. Federal budget cuts may force the cancellation of the Guard's $20,000 enlistment bonus. Lieutenant General Clyde Vaughn is director of the Army National Guard at the Pentagon. He says that money is needed to keep the Guard competitive with the regular Army, which offers a $40,000 bonus.
As long as the money's there to pay the bonus piece, I think that we will overcome that. I think it's going to be tougher rather than easier.
That bonus makes sense to Specialist Randall back in Chicago.
A lot of people, they're looking for the money. They're looking for the 20 grand. That has a big part of it.
A big part of his pitch as he continues to trawl for recruits.
This message is for Sylvia. This message is in reference to your interest in the Illinois Army National Guard.
Tom Bowman, NPR News.